FM 92.9, 107.5, 680 WPTF, and Q-band on the shortwave. Way up there, higher than anybody can hear. We are WPTF. Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing is here. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I got Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah. Got a lot of rain.
We did.
This
a lot
week
of rain.
And this affects your work, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it affects most people's work if they're doing residential when you get that kind of rainfall. I mean, at least over in Garner, I had once again had to drain the pool twice during that storm. So
wow.
We got a lot of volume of water, and that normally, with that kind of water, you start discovering things that you were unaware or were issues, you know, roof leaks and water in the crawl space, water getting into the garage, I mean, whatever it could be. It
right.
comes down with that much volume, it can cause issues.
I'm sure that RoofWorks, or the people at RoofWorks were just answering the phone like crazy because they identify leaks, but also when there's good enough wind, you know, it creates problems.
Yeah. We had a lot of those conversations yesterday. You know, the home show is going on this weekend at the NC State Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And RoofWorks is up there with a booth, along with a couple other vendors that that I work with and represent.
Yeah.
So I went up there yesterday, and that's what they were all saying. They were saying the phone just blew up immediately. They've got leaks coming down from the chimney, leaks coming in around can lights.
Wow.
It's just that shows you have a problem.
So, Chris, what's going on in the world of plumbing?
Not a whole lot. It's been garbage disposal week, it seems like.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't get your loved ones a card for garbage disposal week, there's still some time.
That's
Chris,
right.
What do you mean by that?
Well, one garbage disposal issue that we had was somebody was fixing some sweet potatoes for a big party and put a bunch of sweet potato peelings down to garbage disposal and didn't properly grind it up or run enough water down behind it, and it clogged up the drain line. Pretty much ended up having to get under the house and cut out the drain line and replace about a 6-foot section.
Really?
Oof. Replace 6 feet of the drain line?
It was old drain line anyhow. It was galvanized. So, you know, once you get that galvanized corrodes from the inside,
right?
You know, and it's just easy for stuff to hang up on, especially when you put, you know, a dozen or so worth of sweet potato peelings down the drain.
And these were not little tiny pieces. These were peelings. So they would have been large enough to pick up, right?
Sure. And the garbage disposal that they're put in there in, you know, not such massive quantities at the time. A few peelings at the time and grind up and run some water to drain it down. You know, they may go down, but it's not.
Yeah.
Best practice to put a bunch of peelings down to garbage disposal.
And see, I was always told, you know, my whole life that the garbage disposal's like the just in case. You're supposed to pull the food out of the sink, put it in the trash, put them in plastic baggies and put it in the trash if you're worried about wild animals or anything like that. I hear that all the time. Well, I don't want to put the food in the trash because the raccoons will get it. And it's like, well, the raccoons are cheaper than the plumbing damage that you're going to cause.
Absolutely.
If this is not done properly. So, in your opinion, what should the garbage disposal be used for?
It's okay for moderate use.
Okay.
With some peelings and, you know, chicken skin or some macaroni that gets down to drain,
you right.
know, when you're cleaning off your plate. But you've also got to make sure and run plenty of water behind them as well.
Yeah.
You know, I tell folks a whole lot of times, if you've got garbage disposals, fill both your sink bowls up with just hot water at least a couple of times a month and dump those sink drains at one time. You know, that hot water keeps grease and keeps other stuff loosened up.
Okay. Okay,
so keep the drains flowing pretty good.
A little bit of general maintenance right there. So that's not a bad idea. Once a month, just fill up the sink with hot water and then pop them and let them drain out. And that should you put any chemicals in them to help?
I was getting ready to say, you know, put a drop or two of Dawn dishwashing detergent down in there because
that'll do it.
What's dishwashing detergent got in it? It's got a degreaser in it.
Degreaser, okay.
So that'll help keep some stuff broke up in your drain lines as well.
Now we use gallons of Dawn. Okay, so I'm not sure that I need to, but are you saying fill up both sides of the kitchen bowls
yeah.
with hot water from the tap. Now I'm not boiling.
Right.
But hot water from the tap and put some Dawn in it and then let them both go.
Let it go. Yeah, it helps keep the lines flushed out, especially if you've had a bunch of company over, if you washed a bunch of dishes.
Right.
You know, just had a bunch of scum on it stuff. It just keeps that stuff moving down the line.
I'm sorry. And did you talk about my family as scum?
The scum. I heard that. I heard that. Now, I'm assuming you fill up each side for weight and pressure. Because when you pull that thing out, and you got a whole sink's worth of pressure water pushing down that drain, that could
That's
also
right.
help unclog some stuff.
It could.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right. How about septic? Should I have a garbage disposal?
They make septic-approved garbage disposals.
Yeah.
They're not code regulated by the North Carolina State Plumbing Code, but they do make a septic-approved garbage disposal, and what they've got is a little chemical tank that sits in the side of them that helps break that matter down if you're putting a little bit of cabbage or something falls down in there. But what tends to happen is those tanks go bad and nobody ever gets replacement cartridges and put in them. And over a period of time, it'll mess up your septic system.
So let's just use a general rule. Maybe avoid stuffing food down the garbage disposal across the board. It really so I was told correctly growing up. It's a just in case piece of equipment. If a little bit of food falls down there when we're cleaning off your plate, but you shouldn't be cutting asparagus tips off of the asparagus and stuffing them down the sink and just running the garbage disposal thinking, oh, it's gone. Everything worked out for the best.
That's right. And I had a lady one time, too, done it with eggshells.
Out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dropped a bunch of eggshells. She said, well, my grandmother told me that those eggshells would help keep the blades and stuff clean inside that garbage disposal. I said, well, you know, so will putting three or four ice cubes in there and letting the ice cubes run in there. That'll help keep it clean, too. You know, you can put a little squeeze of lemon or a little bit of vinegar in it or something, too, that'll help with the smell because sometimes they'll get to smelling.
Yeah. Right. Okay. In general, those of us who are on septic, is there some chemical we're just supposed to put in there? Because there are advertised things. You know, pour this down and it'll light up the septic tank. It'll help you keep, you know, everything healthy.
Keep stuff moving and help keep stuff. The septic tank produces a certain kind of bacteria in it that helps it function and work properly.
Yeah.
So there are some stuff that you can put down in it. We have a guy that we collaborate with because we can take care of pumping septic tanks and do septic work as well.
Right.
And he's got stuff that he gives to customers every time he pumps out, a box of stuff that he sells them that pour it down in there. We've used Red-X for a long time.
Right.
Just put a little bit of Red-X down in there. You know, some folks like it, some folks don't like it, but it's helped out on our personal system.
I'm having a hard time understanding the people who don't like it. There's pro-Red-X people and anti-Red-X people. I don't know how you determine that the Red-X is, you know, it's not really good. Nobody's opening that tank door. No homeowner.
Not ever. Until it clogs up and they call us, I've got a clogged septic.
Yeah.
I've got a clogged sewer. My stuff's not draining. My toilets are gurgling.
Yeah.
You know?
I know my wife actually flushes a natural bacteria packet down the toilet once a month because that's allegedly supposed to help with the septic. Are you familiar with any of those?
That's right. That's, we've actually been looking into working with a company and getting a product that we can give to our customers.
Is that right?
Just on septics.
Okay.
It's got a special kind of bacteria package that you can flush down your toilet. It helps once a month to help, you know, keep your septic working as it should.
Are you guys able to install septic and leach fields?
We collaborate with
somebody that comes in
the company that does, so we can provide that service if we need to.
Is it normal that my entire backyard is the leach field?
Yeah,
I was told it didn't. You know, the property didn't perk well, and the whole thing is gravel underneath 2 inches of soil.
I don't know. For example, our leach field at our house runs up the side of the house into our front yard, and we have a very large front yard.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to know really how far it runs out. But I'm always concerned. You know, I've got cinder blocks going up the side of my driveway because I don't want anyone to move off the driveway and drive over my leach field. And now I've got lot of damages. So it's always been a concern of mine who to reach out to in the event I have a damaged leach field. It's good to know that I can get in touch with you, Chris.
Yeah, a lot of times what happens is folks don't realize that you really should have your septic tank pumped every 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if it gets too full and gets over full, the stuff can start getting into lines that it shouldn't be in as your leach field and clogging them up.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, it spilled into our yard and across our driveway. That was a good weekend.
I can beat that. In my old neighborhood growing up, I probably was about 12 years old, and I walked around the neighborhood with my lawnmower, and I did the lawns.
Mm-hmm.
I have fallen into a septic tank that rusted out from the inside.
Ouch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a tetanus shot day.
I was going to say, you survived. That's good
survived.
News.
I survived because it only went up to my knees.
Oh.
I don't know how big a septic tank is, but I'm happy I only went up to my knees.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are.
You're very lucky.
I am very lucky. All right. We are talking to Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. I'm Dave Alexander. This is FM 92.9, 107.5, 680 WPTF. FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF. This is Making Your Home Great. Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing is here. Brock Emmons from Triangle Radiant Barrier. And you just shared with me that you will install a shower.
Yes.
If that's, you know, it's called upon.
We can, or replace a bathtub if somebody needs a bathtub replaced in their house.
Yeah.
We don't do the tile and all that stuff. If someone wants a tile shower, we can come in and get it tile ready.
Right.
Or install a fiberglass shower system, 3 or 4 piece system.
How often are you guys having to, do you guys do shower pans?
We do install shower pans.
I was going to say, how often are you guys running into those kind of problems?
Not as often as we used to,
because
we're not working with quite as many remodelers as we were. But at one point we were, just because of shower pans not being installed properly years ago.
Right.
What's your typical call then? I mean, you know, phone rings, and 90% of the time or 50% of the time, it's what?
Shower valves dripping a whole lot.
Yeah.
We get shower valves that just drip, you know, and that can be caused from water quality like we've talked about on past shows.
Yeah.
Or just valves just getting wore out, or kitchen sinks faucets dripping, because those are two of the most used fixtures in your house other than just flushing your toilet.
Right.
And so it just drips out there, and typically the hardware needs to be replaced.
A lot of times it depends on the age of it. You know, once they get 10, 15 or years old or older, we usually recommend replacing instead of rebuilding, because sometimes the newer parts that they have now just don't fit in. They'll fit, but sometimes they'll work and sometimes they won't work, and we just have to replace at that point.
In my house, my wife just replaces because the new ones are prettier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wanted a dark faucet. She got one that went way up and then way down. And we can, which is a glitch, we can turn the whole thing around and flood the living room. We've never done it. But, you know, I'm waiting for the grandkids to push that faucet away and turn it on.
Don't push me. I'll flood the living room.
Exactly.
My grandkids will like that. All right, listen, we've got some gift certificates to the Liberty Antique Show. I don't know what they're valued at, but they look to be entry certificates, so you get in. It's September 27th through the 28th, and it's coming up. So if you want these, call up and ask Chris of C. Massey Plumbing a plumbing question. I've run out of plumbing questions.
You
but
have?
I know Brock has not.
Oh, no. I'm like literally showing him a photo at my house. Hey, please come out here and take a look at this for me. So, no, I've got tons of questions.
That looks like a man's torso.
Does it? No. See, this is a photo of my master shower.
Oh, okay.
I have a his and her shower head. Well, when we remember, I told you a lot of the metal components in my house were eroding. That's how we found out we had a water issue when we brought Chris out originally.
Right.
Well, this was one of them. The master head shower snapped out of the wall. And as you can see here, it's tiled around it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I now have to demo a portion of my shower to get this thing fixed or not. But I was showing Chris that, you know, that was due to the erosion. The acid that I had in my water was causing my metal components to fail.
Right.
And now we've corrected the cause, and I get to deal with the effect.
What, exactly. Chris, what was the problem with his water?
The problem with Brock's water was he had bad acid in his water. And acid, of course, affects in a lot of different areas.
I feel like I was targeted.
You were targeted.
Yeah, someone targeted me with acid in my water.
With acid.
None of my neighbors had that problem, just me.
It causes metals and brass and stuff to deteriorate and corrode.
Right.
Well, you know what they say, stay away from the brown acid.
The brown acid.
That's what they
said
at Woodstock. Just stay away from it. it's important. But what other contaminants could there be in the water?
Well water.
Yeah, well water, usually.
Iron. I mean,
you know, it could
few.
Be some iron in the water. We went and tested some water for a customer actually on Thursday.
Right.
And we can only test for certain things, but his main concern was there's a bunch of farmland around him, and he's on well water.
Yeah.
What chemicals are they putting on their
crops
you know, leaching into the ground? And at that point, we provided him with the information. He lives in Johnston County. You know, where to take it and who to call and take a water sample, and they can let him know, you know, as far as that goes.
Well, in a tobacco field, I've seen it because, you know, I live in a corner of Johnston County that's all tobacco fields.
Yep.
In fact, if you're, I'll tell you what, this is how you know you're in Johnston County. If at your church you can look out any window and see tobacco, you are in Johnston County. So, they will come in, they till, and they kill everything because there's no weeds. Now, I see some farmers with some tobacco and then a few weeds, but typically
they have
gone, killed every weed. Now, I don't know whether they go through again and kill every bug. I don't know. Maybe.
The pesticides, oh, yeah. I mean, you see them flying over the fields pretty regularly dropping pesticides.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, it's a justifiable concern. If I was living somewhere and I could see that, you know, I had a lot of farm community around me, they were using chemicals in the ground and the dirt, I would have that concern. So if you did test that water and you found chemicals, is it the same type of water filtration system, or is it a little bit different for filtering out different pesticides?
A little bit different for filtering out that kind of stuff. Okay. It just depends on exactly what you got. We could have the manufactured. You know, we could send the test results off to the manufacturer that we use, and they'll recommend a system to put in for that.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's different type of filters.
Unless
out there.
It's just bad enough where you have to deem the well non-usable.
Interesting. Right. So it can be that bad.
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I live in a neighborhood that's hooked up to. It's a small town water system, but we're on quote unquote city water.
Okay.
And of course, there was a time I left the hose on, but it wasn't like full, you know, full on. Support me here. I'm not the only person who's ever done this.
You're not.
I drop the hose. There are two kinds of people in the world: those who wrap up the hose and hang it on the side of the house, and then there's people who drop them where they're done. I'm the second category.
Let the yard grow around
them.
Or
you get me every once in a while where I have to add some water to my swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll take a phone call because I know I can't run water no more than 15 or 20 minutes.
Yep.
I'll take a phone call 6 hours later. My wife goes to wash dishes. We don't have any water. Did you leave the water hose on at the pool? And I run the well dry.
Wow.
They'll replenish itself. It's a good well, but that has happened.
I understand it. Now, I don't know what my original point was. Oh, that's an expensive deal. And, it, you know, the water
if
bill.
City
went,
water, yeah.
City water. And they charged me which is very unfair. They charged me for sewer. This is an old house, older house, not the one I own now. But when I was on sewer, they charged me sewer based on the water.
Yes.
That's right.
There's
no way to really monitor how much sewage you're using, but right. they do monitor the water by your water meters so right. that they know what to charge you. So they just do a percentage of what your water usage is and right. charge you for your sewage.
And, of course, the reason there's no way is because no matter how much they advertise, nobody wants to join the sewer department. They're okay with the water department. But nobody's signing up for the sewer department.
Yeah, it's a tough day every day in the sewer
department. It has a certain kind of smell.
It does
for
All
sure.
Right. FM 92.9, 107.5. We are 680 WPTF. Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing is here. Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier also. And our number, 919-860-9783 on WPTF.
But the driver ran over an officer's foot and fled the scene. During the pursuit, the driver hit another car and struck a pole at a Gardner intersection where the juveniles fled on foot but were caught. No one was injured. Today marks the 6th anniversary of Hurricane Florence. Laura Hockshee, director of Rebuild NC, tells WECT.
We have just over 4,000 applicants from Matthew and Florence. We have gotten 2,623 of them into completed homes, and the others are either with a contractor or in active construction.
No roles yet for a bachelor. Goat looking for a forever home and will be auctioned at the Animal Protection Society of Durham. His dislikes are getting pinned in and becoming the scapegoat. Shadate Hargett Hill, WPTF News.
CBS News Brief. The presidential candidates spent the week targeting battleground states after their first debate. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Friday, we saw Vice President Harris trying to appeal to the middle while former President Donald Trump played to his base.
Francine brought heavy rain and flooding to parts of the southeast this week, and the storm is still sticking around. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
The system is going to continue to weaken, but there will be enough moisture there to produce periods of additional moderate to heavy rainfall.
Israel launched another air attack in Gaza. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer went with the Israeli military to Rafah.
The Israeli army's mission is to eradicate Hamas, whose fighters move and hide inside Palestinian communities. But when the army wins, as it has in Rafah, the people lose. Stability, security, and the places they called home.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Are you having problems getting hot water when you need it in your house? Making Your Home Great's plumbing expert Chris Massey, owner of C. Massey Plumbing, is with us. Chris, why is this happening?
What happens a lot of times, you put your water heater in, your hot water line goes from fixture to fixture, and then it stops at the other end. That's why you have to wait. We can make that a closed loop so it pulls the water out of the water heater all the way through your lines at that dead end and then feeds it back into your cold water system.
So what do homeowners need to do to correct this?
They make hot water recirculating systems that we can put on existing systems. It's a pump that we can put on the hot water side. We put a little crossover valve under the lavatory faucet furthest away from the water heater, which connects to your supplies underneath your sink.
If you have a plumbing issue, call Chris at C. Massey Plumbing, your five-star plumbing expert. Contact them today at cmasseyplumbing.com. That's C-M-A-S-S-E-Y plumbing.com.
FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF. Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing is here, along with Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. Talk to me about your business, Brock.
Well, you know, we talked most of the year about there's the right time of year and the wrong time of year to try to get work done.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a lot of the listeners out there have... have heeded that warning. We're getting a lot of customers. You know, we've said on the show for a few years now, if you want to get the best price from our company, you want to try to get installed in February and March. Those are normally the two slow months for us. So we're able to give much higher discounts. And because it's cool outside, the guys are able to complete jobs at a much faster rate.
Right.
You know, a two-day job is much less labor than a three-day job if we have to pull them out of the attic at noon, right, because it's getting too hot. So when you get into February and March, it's a great time of year to have the work done. And it's funny because a lot of customers that are radio listeners have reached out and specifically requested to be scheduled in February and March. So they're taking advantage of the discounts and getting on the books now early before it gets booked out. So just be mindful, guys, listeners. We're going into the slow season. So if you've been concerned about insulating your home or encapsulating your crawl space, even doing mold remediation, we're getting to the point of the year where you're going to get the cheapest price to have this kind of work done. So our doors are open and ready for you if you have any questions.
You encapsulate the crawl space because you get what in the crawl space?
Well, you encapsulate the crawl space so the dehumidifier or air induction is able to work properly. You know, I've said on the show before, the air conditioner is the reason your house is cool, right? Your doors and windows are there to assist your air conditioner. Your house is insulated to assist your air conditioner.
Yeah.
Well, you put a dehumidifier in the crawl space and you leave the vents open. It's like having no doors and windows on your house. It's going to run 24 hours a day. It's never going to do anything.
Yeah.
Seal the vents. It's going to work pretty well. It's going to run 5-6 hours a day. You insulate the walls. You know, it's going to run an hour and a half a day. So the dehu is what does all the work. The air induction is what does all the work. Everything else you do to a crawl space is to assist so it's not running as long and you're getting better life expectancy out of your unit.
We talked in the past about the fact that that putting up insulation of any type will not affect the temperature that much. In fact, it's the same concept as this. If you put a glove or a mitten on a mannequin at you know, some store,
right?
Eventually, and if you take the temperature inside the glove, you will realize that security will find you pretty quickly. Then they'll tell you bugger off. But the point is, it's not warmer inside.
No, it's designed for retention of heat, right? So if you switch out that mannequin with the human, and that palm, that hand is admitting heat,
right?
That glove is going to help retain that heat. Well, it's the same with insulation. If there's no air conditioner, I can put 12 feet of insulation up in the attic. It's like walking through the tundra, you know, in February. Doesn't matter. Your house is still going to be 90 degrees because you don't have an air conditioner.
Right.
It's going to help block that heat, but it works like a sponge. So if anything, it's absorbing it. Well, like a sponge can get waterlogged, insulation gets heat soaked.
Sure.
Can only absorb so much heat before that heat starts transferring into the space. You cannot have an air conditioner without insulation. You cannot have insulation without an air conditioner. They work hand in hand.
Right.
So if you want cool temperatures in the summer or warmer temperatures in the winter, you have to have good insulation. Your HVAC has to be running efficiently. And I would highly recommend having good seals on your doors and windows.
Oh, yeah. Chris, I got a question about about hot water, because they put the designer of my house was an idiot. He put the master bathroom on the extreme, we'll call it southwest corner. The, let's see, what's the opposite of southwest? Northeast.
They put in the water heater across the street.
Oh yeah, they did. They put it as far away on my property as physically possible.
So you turn your shower on, then go brush your teeth while you wait for the water to get hot.
I got plenty of time. I can brush my teeth. Well, you know,
get some coffee.
Get some coffee. I mean, it's terrible. There are tankless water heaters. How do they work?
There are tankless water heaters. They are completely on demand, so it saves on energy. So they're not coming on every periodically and heating your water up.
Yeah.
Most of them we install are gas. They do LP and natural gas.
Right.
They make electric tankless water heaters too, which are great. But a lot of houses aren't wired for that amount of amperage.
I was going to say, I've heard about the electric water heaters, and although they are outstanding, I've also heard that there is a pretty dramatic increase in utility cost.
Right.
Because now you're using electricity to heat up the water as opposed to a gas.
Well, you think in a standard house runs off of about around 200 amps.
Right.
And a tankless electric water heater that will run a 2 or 3 bathroom house, they're going to need usually 450 amp breakers, which
Your 200 amps right
there. There's your 200 amps, so you have to have an electrical upgrade to your house.
Now, and of course, if I don't have gas, natural gas, into the house, and I don't, I can get propane and hook that up, and there's a cost there, but I'm probably not going to use up 500 gallons in the tankless water heater in a long time.
And a lot of your LP gas companies out there, you know, I can't speak for all of them, but some of them you have to use a certain amount of gas or they charge you tank rental.
Yeah, that sounds about right, of course. You have to use so much, we're going to charge you more. Okay, yeah, that's great.
I'm pretty sure that's my situation because we only have one appliance. It's the fake fireplace.
Right.
And we don't run that, and we're two, three times a year.
Tankless water heaters are great.
But you do have water. That means you have gas.
What's that?
So your fireplace, don't you? That is gas.
I have gas. I have propane. I got a big tank outside, and it's not far from the bathroom.
So we could put you a tankless water heater in.
And you talk in your commercial about something with recirculated, because you wouldn't necessarily put the when you turn it on, do you need to wait at all for hot water?
We can, in an existing house that doesn't have a true hot water recirculate system, there are ways that we can put recirc pumps on to get you hot water most of the time, usually within 10, 15 seconds.
Now, is that with the tankless or without the tankless?
They make a tankless model. A Navien tankless is what we use a lot. Renai has built-in recirc systems, and we're certified for both of these brands of water heaters. And they have systems that we can put in on existing houses to help speed that water up.
What are the two differences between those brands? Are they very similar to each other? Are there any outside marketing questions that you can answer about those?
They are very similar.
Okay.
You know, we try to stick to Renai and Navien specific. I have a Navien tankless water heater in my house, and we put a lot of those in that's got built-in recirculating systems.
Okay.
You know, Renai's got one too. You know, it's like going to buy a Ford and a Chevrolet. I'm going to go buy a Chevrolet.
Okay.
So, you know, if it's got a hot water recirc system, I'm a little bit more of a Navien person. If it's not, we'll put a Renai in.
Okay. Right. Dan in Raleigh joins us right now. Dan, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Thank you. Fine, thank you. Hope you all are.
All right. What's up?
I got a tankless water heater problem, of all things.
Oh, yeah.
How can we help you?
It's a Rheem, and I've had one quote. A gentleman came out, said the copper heat exchanger was discolored, which indicated it was overheating, apparently some kind of obstruction, and something has triggered it to shut it off. And he gave me a quote right at 9,000. And it's gas, uses gas, and it's a Rheem about 1.5 inch wide, 2 1/3 inch long, mounts on the wall. And I wanted to keep my same intake and exhaust pipe. They're in good condition. That vents to the outside. But I was wondering, can you give me a ballpark figure? Does that sound about right?
We would have to come out and diagnose it and see for ourselves exactly what the problem is, and does the water heater need to be replaced, or is it something that we can replace the heat exchanger versus the entire water heater?
Okay, I didn't realize.
So
what is it? Yeah. What was it, Dan? What was the plumber that you called? What was their estimation of what they were going to do?
They wanted to replace it. That's full replacement, $9,000.
Full replacement. Okay.
Everything. Yeah. I've never known. I never knew to have it descaled.
Right, and you know,
it's lasted 9 years. I assumed it didn't have a tank; it had no sediment. I thought they were maintenance free.
Gotcha.
But it's apparently not. That's not true. Something over the years has clogged up there or something shut it off.
9 years with no maintenance. That's pretty tough.
We replaced we had replaced one for a customer last week. As a matter of fact, it was 9 years old. It's a coincidence that you're calling with a 9 years old heater. What happens is they get calcium and limescale buildup inside the heat exchangers, and that's what the descaling piece of the service of the tankless water heater does. It's like cleaning a Mr. Coffee maker with some white vinegar.
Right?
Kind of the same scenario. Right. That calcium, those heat exchangers have on the inside, you know, a lot of them's got a protecting coating in there because it's got water flowing through it, gas heating it up all the time. But if you don't descale them and service them, those calcium and limescale deposits will actually bond to the inside of those heat exchangers. And then a lot of times what happens over a period of years, if you don't service it, one or two of those pieces will pop off. And when it does, it pops that protective coating off. And then it's just a wear, and you got a pinhole leak, and you got to have a new heater.
I'd probably recommend getting a secondary opinion if the unit needs to get replaced. It's never a bad idea to get a couple of different quotes. You just want to make sure that nobody is trying to take advantage of you. And I can personally vouch for Chris over here, who is my personal plumber. So if you're looking for anybody, I might recommend having him come out and take a look. He'll at least shoot you in the right direction.
Yeah, Dan, just give our office a call. You can reach us at 919-795-0546, or you can find us online at cmasseyplumbing.com.
There's also a cord that plugs into the wall. I guess that controls the electronic ignition.
It does, because your tankless water heaters are electronic ignited. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I didn't realize you could just change the heat, just replace the heat exchange.
You can't. It depends on, like you said, the age of the heater, and it never been serviced before. You know, there's a good chance that it does need to be replaced. But we would be more than happy to come out and take a look at it for you. So, yeah, give us a call.
What was that number again?
919-795-0546.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Dan, hang on. We're going to get you some gift certificates, entry tickets, two of them for the Liberty Antiques Festival or show or something. But it's going on in Liberty, North Carolina, September 27th and the 28th. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, take care. FM 92.9-107.5. We are 680 WPTF. Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing is here. So is Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier on WPTF. FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF. Why am I pausing before I start talking? Because I gotta take a breath.
It's a lot to say.
92.9, 107.5, 680 WPTF. Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing is here. Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. And what other services do you do? I mean, you'll put in a tankless hot water heater. You'll put in a recirculating pump. So I don't have to wait a long time for hot water.
That's right.
Right. All the home things. If I got a house being built, you'll put in the plumbing.
We can look. We do some new construction plumbing as well.
Right.
We've got a handful of good contractors that we're working for now.
Yeah.
So we've got. Stay pretty busy, usually a month or two booked out on that new construction work. But we do all service and repair stuff, We're getting into doing a whole lot of home plumbing inspections for folks, just coming in and trying to do a preventative maintenance kind of search and look.
Yeah. How do you inspect when it's behind the drywall?
You're thinking pipe.
I'm thinking pipe.
Yeah,
visual inspections of what we can see. Looking under the sinks, checking, because we find a lot of every lavatory and toilet has a shutoff valve under it, a water shutoff.
Yes.
And folks never turn them things on and off, and it's usually always the issue. When you do have a problem, go turn it off. A lot of times they don't work and don't turn it off. So.
Or they snap off in your hands.
Or they snap off in your hands and water blows across the room and floods your house.
And, most of those pipes run in the crawl space. You find the majority of the plumbing in the house underneath it.
Right.
But it's getting back to what we just talked about going into the commercial break, is bringing out a plumber to take a look at your water heater. Make sure to do the regular maintenance on it. If you have a well, doing the regular maintenance on the well pump equipment and inspecting that kind of stuff. It's not a bad idea to have somebody you can trust come out once a year just to give you the green light. Hey, everything's good. Or, hey, we caught something. It's not a problem yet, but it's going to be one. Do you want to wait, or do you want to go ahead and do it while we're out here?
Right.
At least you know about it before it causes thousands of dollars worth of damage.
That's right. You know, we were in a, you know, we do a lot of service work for a family that owns a bunch of McDonald's. And, you know, we were in one of their McDonald's here last week fixing a water leak and realized the water heater was leaking real slow. And, you know,
it's a time
they'll replace it when it stops. Yep. But, you know, in situations like that, the same as with the homeowner. We're going, if we're there, we're going to go under your house, look under your crawl space. A lot of water heaters are in there. We're going to check out your water heater. So we can just let you know, look, your average lifespan of a water heater is 8 to 12 years. You know, you're getting into that lifespan. It's working now, but you may need to think about in the future just so you're ready.
That's if it's in a perfect environment.
Exactly.
You have no idea how many crawl spaces I get into and the water heater's sitting on the dirt. They don't even have plastic underneath it, and the whole bottom of the water heater is rusted out. And they're
We just
replaced that 4 years ago, and it's like, well, all you had to do was put a little piece of plastic underneath it to help protect it from the moisture.
And we set them on pads, very similar to your air handlers outside sitting on pads. We put the water heaters on pads under crawl spaces, too, just to get that little bit of a, you know, barrier in between it and the ground.
I think of the Alexander family historically have been the people who put up with things. We just put up with them. Maybe we don't have the money to call. So if the toilet's running, if we hear that high-pitched hiss from the toilet for a long time, we just work it into the, you know, we just think that's what it's supposed to do. But that's going to cost me money, right?
It is at some point. Because, you know, it could get hung open and run, and in a perfect world, it could flood a house too. You know, water's water. It's going to find a way to make its way.
Did your smoke alarms make a lot of beeping noises in your house growing up as a kid?
Let me just tell you, my dad's toaster only toasted on one side. Okay? And some of us would pop the thing up halfway, turn
it
around, put the thing back in. My younger brother went to college, and it was the first time he realized that toast is supposed to be toasted on both sides.
That's amazing.
He did. Wow. But we put up with it, okay?
We don't know any better. Yeah, that's how it works.
And there are so many things in that area in plumbing that people just put up with. You know, there's a little dark ring around the toilet, but it's not worth calling anybody for, except when it is.
Right. And, you know, that's when I feel home plumbing inspections are important, because we can come out for a lot less than our normal hourly charge.
Right.
And come out and just provide a service for the customers, because we're here for, you know, our clients at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, you go to the doctor in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Is it because we don't feel good, or is it so they could tell us if there's a problem? You eventually get to the point where you need to know what's going on so you can prepare for it. It's no different than bringing out somebody once or twice a year to take a look at your stuff.
It's well worth a few $100 a year to get us out there just take a look at it. You know,
need the information.
When's something going to go wrong? On a holiday or a weekend?
Right.
You agree?
During the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You know, when at the worst possible time, that's
right.
When it's going to happen.
Yeah, nine people around and the septic's full.
Yeah.
No, I don't think this is a good day.
It's a tough weekend.
That's right.
All right. So I'm going to sign up for the maintenance plan. And I'm going to have the maintenance plan from RoofWorks, right? Brock, do you offer a maintenance plan?
We do. Yeah, we charge
$300
a year. We'll come out twice a year. Now, we offer maintenance plans to customers that we did the crawl space work for.
Yeah.
So if we encapsulated your crawl space, the dehumidifier needs to be maintained, right?
Okay.
So we'll come out twice a year, clean the filter, run vinegar through the drain line, make sure there's no, you know, buildup in the drain line. Comes with a leaf cleaner blowout, so we blow all sediment to the door, keep it looking real nice long term. But my guys also inspect, the plumbing and the electrical and the HVAC. Now, we're not licensed to work on that stuff, but if we find a leak, if we find a live wire, if we find a portion of your crawl space is underwater because you have a septic issue, at least we're going to make you aware of it. Well, if you have a plumber come out once or twice a year, roofer come out once or twice a year, HVAC come out twice a year, crawl space come out once or twice a year, you're okay.
Right.
That's really the big ones you need to keep an eye on.
It is.
Yeah. Craig, the floor guy, is on the next hour, and I want everybody to know that I don't think that Craig offers a maintenance plan on his floors, because once they're down, yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, Craig is good about refusing to put in the floors if you do not correct the moisture issue underneath, because it will cause long-term damage. Right. So he's a preventative maintenance guy, but he nips it in the butt in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Is that the expression, nip it in the butt?
I don't know.
I thought it was something
It sounded
else.
Good saying it, though,
it's,
right?
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Nipped it in the butt?
Heard it all my life.
Nipped it in the bud? Maybe.
So, Chris, tell me about a project you've done very recently.
Oh, gosh. I sent a plumber out last night at 6 o'clock. A guy was trying to drain his water heater down, and it had a plastic drain on it, and the drain broke off in his hand inside the house.
What do you do to fix that?
Well, it didn't break off. It broke off on the outside. The handle broke off.
Okay.
So, there's only two things to do. You can put a pipe wrench on it. It's plastic. It's either going to come out
or break,
where we can put a nipple in it and buy him a little bit more time because the water heater is working fine, or it's going to break off, which, you know, of course, it broke off. So I've got a new water heater sitting in my truck out there right now in the parking lot.
How old was his water heater?
15 years old.
Well, that's okay then.
It's time.
It was a 2-year old.
We normally don't work on them over 10 years old if it's an electrical component, just because of the hazard of it.
That makes
or
sense.
Or the liability.
It's like trying to fix my 82 Corolla.
That's right.
Yeah, might as well just get it replaced.
Yep.
Chris, what's the website and what's the telephone number?
Yeah, the best way that you can reach us is 919-795-0546. Again, that's 919-795-0546. Or you can find us online at cmasseyplumbing.com.
All right, sounds good. FM 929-1075-680-WPTF. Next hour coming up, Craig the Floor Guy on Making Your Home Great. FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF with Craig the Floor Guy on Making Your Home Great. Craig, how are you?
Hey, Dave, I'm good.
Very good. You can probably tell Craig is joining us from the magic of the internet, but that's okay because we've done this before and it's a fun show.
Yep. Craig, the Floor Guy here live at my in-home studio in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Now, why are you in Myrtle Beach?
Well, because they need help here in Myrtle Beach.
Really?
Yeah, they need some better, more professional, skilled home improvement professionals here. So I'm down here trying to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Now, you have not taken the eye off the ball as it relates to Raleigh, Durham, and our entire Triangle area.
Not at all. I'm in Raleigh on a regular basis. I have a great team that most people there, a lot of our customers know well, a lot of our listeners know well, still have the same team intact. We're actually getting ready to grand open our newly updated showroom. If you're listening, you don't want to miss this show. I got a lot of good stuff to share today. I was listening before to Mr. Massey and Brock talk.
Yeah.
And I will say, if you have an issue in your crawl space and you call American Dream Flooring in the and Tile out, we will nip the problem in the bud.
You will, huh?
B-U-D, yes. It's definitely nip it in the bud.
Well, now, here's the thing.
And I have a story about that I'd like to share today.
Well, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we can get into it later, but nip it in the bud is it means to stop something before it gets worse.
Okay.
It's a gardening phrase.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of companies, they'll just come out and sell you whatever you say you want.
Yeah.
You pick a color, they put it in. And if you have other issues that aren't addressed, such as issues in your crawl space or issues with your subfloor, there's a lot of different things that really need to be addressed. And if the people you're coming to your home are not truly trained professionals, and they're not doing a complete site evaluation, which is what we call our process. We have customers that call a lot of time. They go, hey, I want to know a ballpark price of what it would be to do this or have this installed. And we say, well, you know, we can give you an idea, but really we need to come out and do a complete site evaluation.
Yes.
And some people understand that and some people don't. Once we come out and meet with you at your home, you definitely understand, because we get a lot of feedback from people going, man, I've had two or three other companies out here. Nobody looked in my crawl space.
Right.
You know, nobody looked at the subfloor. Nobody was looking to see if my AC vents were sealed. You know, there's just things that we do that a lot of companies, they don't do, because they just want to sell you the product, install it, get your money. And you know, we give a lifetime installation warranty on what we call our premium level products. So we want to make sure we're doing it right so we can stand behind that warranty and not void the warranty. And another thing I'm going to share with the listeners today, there's a point that I have been sort of preaching on for many years. And I found out last week that what I was saying was not 100% true. Oh. So I want to take accountability for that today and share that information with the listeners as well.
Yes.
And it has to do with warranties.
Okay.
But we've been working on our website as well. We just updated our website with lots of new products. We're now featuring the new Mohawk PureTech, number one selling flooring in the nation right now. We've got that on our homepage where you can click on it and see all the styles and all the colors. We've got special pricing currently for that product. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of exciting stuff. Happening right now in the flooring world.
Well, I want to talk about the thing you were wrong about.
I bet you do. I bet you do, Dave. It's not often. About once every few years I'm wrong about something.
I was a teacher for a while, and I'll tell you what, when I can get my red pen out, I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, so what it is many listeners may remember hearing me talk about manufacturer warranties, and if the product is not installed by a licensed distributor of that product, that it could void the warranty on the product.
Okay.
And so I had a customer this week who fact checked me by contacting Mohawk Flooring. And now I can't say that this is true for all flooring distributors or manufacturers, but I did find out from Mohawk Flooring that they do have a consumer affairs division or department that a homeowner, if they were to buy the floor themselves and they had an issue with it, and for some reason the place they bought it from, you know, was not willing to help them out and said, nope, sorry, we didn't install it for you you're on your own, they can contact Mohawk Consumer Affairs and request an inspection. And if there is in fact an issue that is related to the product, that is a manufacturer defect issue, Mohawk will warranty it directly to the homeowner. And I was not aware of that. I've been working with Mohawk for many, many years. And I've talked before about how I've had Mohawk representatives actually contact me and ask me to go out to look at a floor where someone had contacted them directly. Where they were not getting any kind of warranty protection from the people that installed it for them or from where they bought it from. And so they were now trying to climb the ladder to corporate, and corporate filtered it back down into the market. So, yeah, if you're listening, I just want to be clear on that point.
That's good.
Mohawk does have a direct consumer affairs department where they do. Now, I don't know exactly how the process works, working directly with them and the consumer. But I did want to make sure that I voiced that I found out, you know, I wasn't completely lying, but I wasn't completely telling the truth. And I wanted to take accountability for that.
That's wonderful.
And also make sure that I'm representing Mohawk, because, you know, my opinion, they're the most reputable flooring manufacturer in the nation. So,
and one of the things
that right by them.
You have told us that one of the things that Mohawk is doing is clawing back their manufacturing back into the United States.
Yeah, predominantly. I would say probably 70, and I'm just guessing, but I would guess that easily 75% of the products that they currently have are all made by Mohawk in the U.S.
Yeah.
And not imported. They have some products that are still manufactured and imported. But for the most part, it's made in the USA.
Right. And you can steer us in the direction of what is made in the USA, because other manufacturers also have made in the USA things, items.
Yeah. I was actually working with a customer the other day, and they were asking me, they were very conscious about where products are made, and they had been to many, many different companies, and they happened to have seen me on a TV commercial.
Oh.
And I was advertising and discussing the Mohawk PureTech, and I made it a point to mention that it was made in the USA.
Yeah.
And so they came into the store and wanted to know more about the Mohawk PureTech product, and were asking me about some other products that they had been looking at or that were suggested to them from some other companies. And I said, well, let's, you know what, I'm not sure, let's look them up. So we're trying to look on the manufacturer's websites to see where these products are made, and they it wasn't listed anywhere.
Craig,
and I'm like, if you want to find out, I guess you got to buy a box and wait for it to get to your home, and then you can read on the box where it's made. But they don't advertise where they're made.
Back in the day, I could be all wet on this one. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in the day, you could go on Amazon and they would say country of origin on it. Now, I've looked at that for a bunch of other things. Recently, I can't find it.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to, especially in the flooring industry, I complain a lot about lack of regulations in home improvement. And I think all products should be advertised with the company of origin. Or a country of origin, sorry.
Right.
So consumers should know when they're looking at it and they're doing their research, they should be able to search it online or look at the manufacturer's website, and they should have to clearly list where that product is manufactured. But they don't.
And whether they are or are not built by slaves. And that would be a nice thing to know as you're buying something.
Yeah, you're never going to see one. This product is manufactured by slaves in the Uyghur region of China. Yeah, I doubt they're going to put that on the box or on the advertising.
You don't think so? I don't know. I have my high hopes. All right, we are with Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile on FM 92.9 AM 680 WPTF. Sorry, I missed our frequencies. FM 92.9, 107.5 and 680 WPTF. FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF, making your home great with Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. So, Craig, what are the things you want to get into here?
Well, they were talking about issues in crawl space and plumbing issues in the previous segment.
Yeah.
With Brock and Chris, and I've got a home improvement horror story to share with everybody of a customer that I met with this week.
Yes.
So the request came through Angie's List, actually, because we are listed on Angie.
Okay.
And the request was for discolored grout. Grout is discolored and cracked in some areas, and they would like a price or a quote to get the grout cleaned or replaced. It said previous attempts to clean the grout were not successful.
Okay.
And so I called the customer the day of, prior to going out there, and said, I see this note, and I read it back to them, and they said, yeah, that's correct. I said, well, I asked them to do a couple things. I said, are you seeing this? Are you experiencing that? Are you hearing any cracking sounds or anything? And they were like, we're not sure. We just need somebody to come out and take a look at it. So I said, okay, I'll come out and take a look at it. So I drive out to their house. It's probably easily a million to $1.5 million home on a golf course in a nice community, Beautiful home with Tuscan exterior stucco and travertine tile floors. I mean, it's a nice house.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, we've had a couple of other companies out and gotten some quotes, and we're just doing our due diligence, trying to get a few estimates. And they said they've had someone come out and try to clean it, but it didn't clean. And I immediately, when I first walked in their door, I could smell a musky smell. As soon as I walked in. And in a home like that, I should not be smelling anything, you know, other than fresh air. So yes. As soon as I walked in, I knew there was potentially a mold problem and a water leak somewhere. So I start inspecting the tile, and I'm seeing cracked grout and some cracked tiles, and I'm down on my hands and knees knocking on the tiles, and I'm still in the foyer. I haven't even made it, like, I'm not even 5 feet in the house. And I said, oh, yeah, well, I can see right here you've definitely got some issues with the subfloor, and I'm explaining to them this cracking here, and that's caused from the tile losing its bond to the subfloor, and it's lost its structural integrity. And she said, well, I haven't even shown you the problem area. Come in here. So she takes me in through the house around to the kitchen. And as I get closer into the kitchen, I start seeing the discolored grout where it's turned from white to a beige to a brown.
Yeah.
And then I glance on a wall and I can see some discolored baseboard on the wall. And this is a nice house. They've got a built-in library area with built-in seating. And on the other side of that wall was a wet bar. And then just inside the wet bar was the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I start looking, I'm like, what's above this? You know, and it's, so they take me upstairs. I look upstairs. There's another wet bar above it and a bathroom and a bonus room, kind of man cave area. And I'm looking under sinks and I'm trying to find water leak and I'm checking the toilets. I'm looking at the floor upstairs. I didn't see any signs of any moisture or water issues upstairs. So then I go downstairs and I'm looking around and I can see, you know, a pretty good size area, probably an 8x15 area where the floor is kind of starting to dip in and sink in and the grout is all cracked and discolored. And I said, ma'am, I hate to tell you this, but you've got a water leak somewhere. Where's your crawl space access? So the husband takes me outside and shows me on the side of the house where the crawl space access is. I crawl in, I'm crawling to their house and, It was a good probably 40 to 50 foot crawl over to where the damaged area was from where the access was.
Sure.
But basically what I found was there was a leaking pipe under the house that was connected to an ice maker that was inside the wet bar off of the kitchen that looked like it had been leaking for a while. I would say probably close to a year. The insulation was drooping. I pulled some insulation down, snapped a picture of it to show them what I had found. There was standing water under the house. The subfloor and the beams were all black with mold growing on them. So I took a picture and got out of there, cleaned myself off the best I could, and then went inside and said, you need to call your insurance company right now. You have a major water leak under your home. You have mold growing under your home. I said, you know, the first thing you've got to do is report it to them. Otherwise they'll consider it neglect since it was not visible. And the moment you saw it inside your home, you started trying to remedy it. Hopefully they'll stand behind you and they'll help you with remedying the damages. But I said, you call your insurance company and then you need to call a plumber and get him out here to get this plumbing leak, located and fixed. And then they're going to recommend, you know, probably a remediation team to come out here and start taking out the damage, the water damaged areas and, you know, treating the mold and that kind of stuff. And the lady said, she said, oh my gosh. She said, we have a dinner party planned tonight.
Okay.
I said, you might want to open some windows then, ma'am.
Yeah, because it smells musty, but people who live in the house don't notice it until they go outside, come back, and then they smell it.
You know, well,
when you're there,
I mean, you get acclimated to it.
Yeah.
After a while, I asked them if they'd been experiencing any headaches, sneezing, coughing, any kind of allergy issues, and they a little bit, but for the most part, they said no, nothing major.
Yeah.
The wife complained a little bit about some things she was experiencing, but. I said, well, it could be contributed to this or related to this. I said, so you need to open your windows up, air this out, and get some people out here to, you know, get started on this remediation portion and getting this mold treated ASAP.
Right.
But they'd been living with it for a while, I'd say probably a year.
This is on a grout discoloration issue.
Yep.
I mean, that's how it started. How it's ending up is a total, I mean...
Well, they probably have, I would say, anywhere from 1,500 to possibly 2,000 square feet of tile. The entire foyer, living room, dining room, wet bar, kitchen, breakfast. There was a sunroom off of the kitchen and breakfast area, all tile.
And it's all gone. I mean, it's going
it's going to all have to be ripped out and redone. And they've probably got quite a bit of subfloor that's going to have to be replaced.
Sure.
I told them it was hard for me to tell from looking because of the wetness and blackness of the, you know, what I was looking at under the house. But I said, hopefully structurally you're sound. It's just, you know, topical damage. And I wish Brock was on because he could speak about this a little more, but I said hopefully they can get it killed and cleaned up and it's just the subfloor that's damaged. But I did speak with him the next day. I followed up with him and said, hey, I just want to touch base with you and see if you got, you know, hold to your insurance company and where you're at with it. And he said, yeah, we filed a claim. We got a plumber out here. He said plumber was out here this morning and he found the leak and fixed the leak, and remediation company should be out today or tomorrow to start their process. And he said, we're going to be giving you a call. I said, yeah, once they come out and they tear out all the affected areas, then we'll be able to better assess the scope of work to put it all back together to your liking. And then I can come out and we can discuss the options and pricing for that. And so, but yeah, they thought they just had some inferior grout issues.
Wow. Bad days happen. They really do. Craig, now for a normal discolored, you know, grout issue, is it possible to clean this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely it is. That's why I called and talked to him a little bit and asked him a few questions before I went out there. Because grout cleaning is not typically a service that we offer.
Right.
But it's also not really usually something that's needed. Grout is porous, but it is a Portland-based, cement-based product. It's very strong, very durable. So as long as, you know, the tile and the subfloor is in good condition, you shouldn't have cracked grout. Grout doesn't just crack on its own. It doesn't just start coming out on its own. And it should be relatively easy to clean. Most homeowners that have tile and grouted tile in their home that we work with or talk to they're experienced in how to maintain it and clean it. A lot of people like a tile floor for that reason, because it's very easy to clean, because it's very durable.
Right.
Steam cleaning grout is an easy way to clean it. I clean my grout with Mr. Clean scrubbing bubbles. Spray it on there, let it set for a few minutes, scrub it off with a grout cleaning brush, and then rinse it off and you're good. So when I hear people say, well, we've tried to clean it and it's discolored and it won't clean, or it's cracking and coming out, that tells me there's a bigger issue.
All right. We're on with Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. I want to talk to you about rugs. I do. I want to talk to you about carpets and rugs and all that sort of stuff coming up on this radio show on FM 92.9, 107.5. And 680 WPTF. The radio program is called Making Your Home Great. FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF. Making Your Home Great with Craig the Floor Guy. Just want to mention what I mentioned before. Friday night, we're doing a special 7 o'clock edition of Making Your Home Great. And that is Friday at 7 because of UNC football. So Craig, talk to me about this magical brand new flooring that's taken over the country.
One of it's taken over the country, but Mohawk has finally, I think, they fixed a problem with vinyl plank flooring by creating Mohawk PureTech, which technically it is a vinyl plank flooring. But they've made it stronger and more durable than a traditional vinyl plank flooring. In fact, it's advertised as being 3 times more scratch resistant than luxury vinyl plank or luxury vinyl tile.
You can take your key and scratch it, and it doesn't scratch.
You can, similar to Mohawk RevWood, which is a laminate floor. So what they've done is they've taken a mixture of vinyl and the components they use to make the Revwood laminate, and they've combined the two in a recycling process to manufacture PureTech.
Yeah.
So it's 70% recycled content, which is also great. It's made in the USA, which is great. It's got an AC4 rated laminate wear layer rather than a urethane wear layer, which a traditional vinyl plank floor would have. But you get the 100% waterproof warranty that you would get with a luxury vinyl plank tile.
Yeah.
From a luxury vinyl plank, or LVP, or some people it's referred to as rigid core or SPC core, which stands for stone polymer or stone plastic core, is it's plastic. It's predominantly plastic, which plastic can snap and break and get brittle.
Yeah.
It can also warp if it gets really hot or really cold. So a lot of people have issues with vinyl plank in their home when mm-hmm. it's not properly specced. You know, Brock had mentioned earlier about, hey, if you call American Dream Flooring and Tile out, Craig and John come out, we do our inspection. And if you say, hey, this is the floor I want, and we don't, you know, we will tell you, no, that floor is not going to be appropriate for your home, and here's why.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they don't get that service, or they just go buy something from a big box store and have somebody come put it in, or they put it in themselves.
Yep.
And then the floor starts breaking and snapping and coming apart, and they don't understand why. And that's why, because you bought something that wasn't adequate for your subfloor, or you didn't properly level and prepare the subfloor for the installation. And those LVP floors, if you get that thin stuff, that the locking mechanism is very, very tiny.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take much pressure, or what we call deflection, which is movement, to cause that lock to snap and come apart. Well, yeah. With the Mohawk PureTech, they are twice to sometimes, there's a few different thicknesses, but they're twice to three times thicker. So the lock is 2 to 3 times stronger than an LVP locking system. So it's a whole lot more, it's stronger. It's going to able to hold up to a little bit of imperfection in your subfloor. So even for the do-it-yourselfer, you're safer putting this product in yourself. And then you get the AC4 rated wear layer, which is a high commercial rating for scratch resistance and scuff resistance and wear, 3 times more resistant to wear and scratching than a traditional luxury vinyl plank, which is the same wear layer that's on a laminate floor, a Mohawk Revwood laminate. Not all laminate surfaces are AC4 rated. There is such thing as AC3, there's AC5.
Are we looking for a bigger number or smaller?
I mean, anything AC rated, you're good. I mean, the only thing more scratch resistant than that is going to be a glazed ceramic or porcelain tile.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the most scratch resistant flooring you could possibly put in your home.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you're not familiar with this product and you hear me talking about it, you might say, man, that sounds expensive. It's got so one of the products has a 15-year pet proof scratch warranty. It's a pet scratch proof warranty. A couple of the other ones have a lifetime pet scratch warranty. So you've got lifetime scratch proof warranty, lifetime wear warranty, lifetime manufacturer warranty, lifetime waterproof warranty. Man, that sounds expensive. No, starting around $329 a square foot.
Wow.
And we've installed this floor several times recently, and everyone has been amazed by it, not only the customer, but even our installation guys are like, man, this stuff is nice. It installs well. It has a really nice natural look of a high-end hardwood floor. In fact, I had a customer that we just installed it for, Mr. Van Ball, if you're listening. Hello, hope everything is well. But we just completed his installation day before yesterday, and he said, man, we love this floor. I said, yeah, it looks great. He said, it looks just like real hardwood. I'm like, yeah, it does. So, you know, Mohawk just keeps raising the bar, and all the other manufacturers are trying to figure out how to keep up.
Does it have a little texture to it? Or is
absolutely. It's got a grain. Yeah. It has a rolled, softened edge, so you can see the planks. It looks just like a natural hardwood floor edge. It's a beautiful floor. In fact, if anybody wants to see it, go to our website, AmericanDreamFloor.com, And as soon as the website comes up right there on the homepage, it's gonna, you're going to see it says Mohawk PureTech available now starting at $3.29 a square foot. Shop now. If you click that shop now button, it's going to show you all the styles and all the colors. And in fact, on our homepage, on that homepage banner I'm explaining, there's a big picture of a close-up of the floor.
Yeah.
And you can actually see what I'm talking about right now.
Right.
Very easily, you can see the beauty of it, the natural texture of it at AmericanDreamFloor.com. And we have it on display in our showroom as well. It's 308 Sherwood Drive. We're currently closed on Saturdays in Raleigh. We're working on getting the showroom. We're fixing to actually grand open the showroom, and then we're going to be opening it on Saturdays to the public as well.
Right.
But you can schedule a showroom appointment, or you can schedule an on-site home consultation. We'll come out to your home. We'll bring samples and show you, do a free evaluation, free estimate for you.
Yeah.
But now, like Brock, you know, I heard Brock saying something also earlier about now's the time to buy for his business. Well, now's a great time to buy in our business as well, for a couple of different reasons. For one, if you've got a project that you've been holding off, and I won't start going down the reasons why a lot of people are holding off on their home improvement projects right now, but
yeah.
I can name a few that I've heard recently. But if you've been waiting and doing and holding off, you know, if you, the holidays are right around the corner.
Yep.
And a lot of people try to get these projects done before the holidays. And I can tell you, we have been very busy, just like Brock had mentioned. These last couple of weeks, the phone has been ringing off the hook. And we're booking out, you know, we're starting to get busy. So if you've got a project you want done and you want to get it done before the holidays, you definitely need to give us a call now. It's 877-6-FLOORS, F-L-O-O-R-S, or 877-635-6677. AmericanDreamFloor.com. You can request a free estimate, and let's get you on the schedule. And don't forget what we're known for, lifetime insulation warranty, which you will get a lifetime insulation warranty on Mohawk PureTech, Mohawk RevWood, any of the Mohawk carpets, which we'll talk about in a minute. We do have our best price guarantee, which means we guarantee you apples to apples total price. We will give you the best price of any competitor. And then we have our no interest financing. We actually had some financing specials with Synchrony, the no interest financing, but I think they were offering 18 months no interest financing for the same as 12 months, and then they have a 36 month promotion as well. But those promotions end on the 18th. So if you're listening, you need to call now or schedule now to take advantage of those promotions. We still always have our 12 month no interest available to all of our customers. But yeah, now's a good time to buy. I haven't seen anything officially in writing, but I've heard there's going to be price increases, if not fourth quarter, for sure after the new year.
I would assume that it's baked in at this point, because you know inflation is still it's minuscule. It's a couple of percentage points or a couple of points. But it's on top of everything else, all that we've lived through.
Every election year, we see the same thing. The closer it gets to the election, the more you'll see kind of a lull.
Yeah.
The politicians start trying to do what they do to make you think they're doing their job the best for the country.
Right.
And so you'll see gas prices lower a little bit and steady out. And, you know, you'll hear talk about interest rates and talk about inflation down this and that. The fact of the matter is, you can Google this. If you look at the inflation rate pre-COVID to now, it's still way up. I want to say it's somewhere like around 15% inflation since COVID. So we're still dealing with that. So where prices are at now for consumers are at a level that's been you know, they've been working on that price for the last couple of years to get to where we are now and to the prices that have been holding this year. And prices have held pretty steady throughout this year in a lot of different areas for consumers, and especially in home improvement. But what I think, you know, what I'm hearing is that regardless of what happens in the election, whether it be good for the economy or bad for the economy, it's going to cause prices to go up. Because if the economy starts to kick off in a boom, Well, then supply is going to go way up because all of this pent-up consumer sentiment, people have been holding back to spend to see the election results. If they all of a sudden start buying, well, if you know how supply and demand works, you know, when demand goes up, prices go up. If it goes the opposite way and something happens that's bad for the economy, then you're going to see inflation to continue and rise, which means the cost of living for everyone is going to continue to rise. So prices are going to go up so people can profit and make the money they need to make to be able to afford to live. So I don't really see, you know, holding your money. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm more of the thought of take advantage of the situation as a consumer and go out there and find the good deals and get the good deals while they're there to be got. You know what I'm saying?
We're probably never going to get, Craig, we're probably never going to get a chance to talk to you about carpets. If I don't take a break and then come back.
Let's take a break and let's talk about carpet.
All right. Sounds good. Craig, the floor guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. And, of course, this is Making Your Home Great, FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF. FM 92.9, 107.5, and 680 WPTF, Making Your Home Great. Craig, the floor guy, finally we're going to talk about carpeting. Yeah, I'm thinking of tearing out that luxury vinyl plank I had put in and by you guys, and go ahead and put carpet back.
Why would you want to do that?
No, I don't. We just bought a puppy, so we're not going anywhere. We got the stuff that doesn't stain and doesn't scratch.
You got it properly specified and installed by a licensed dealer.
That's exactly right.
Which is what the smartest consumers all do. But carpet is an easy one. I can wrap that one up real fast. I can tell you this. We guarantee you will get the best carpet quality and installation from American Dream Flooring and Tile. We have stock carpet starting at $1 a square foot. All of our stock carpets are solution dyed fiber, which means it's the easiest to clean, most stain resistant. I call it bleach-proof carpet. You can spill bleach on it, and it won't hurt it. We do stock Mohawk carpet. We have several other styles and brands that we show as well. All solution dyed or Mohawk Smart Strand, which is the most durable, softest carpet on the market, guaranteed. But if you are concerned about your carpet or you want to have us come out and diagnose it, we do that for free.
You diagnose carpet that's already existing.
Yeah, we have some people will call and they'll say, well, we don't know. We want to have them clean, but we're not sure if it's worth even having it cleaned. And, you know, a lot of times people know when their carpet is kind of reached its life expectancy. And but they want a professional's opinion. And we do that. I actually had a customer recently that called for that very same reason. She was asking about stretching her carpet, and I went out and met with her, and she had had it stretched once before, a couple of years prior.
Yeah.
The carpet was only about 10 years old, and I asked her, you know, do you have the paperwork on this carpet? What kind of carpet is it? Where you buy it? Come to find out, it was still under manufacturer warranty, and I explained to her how to contact the retailer she bought it from, how to express her issues and concerns, that it should be under warranty.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she called me back about 3 days later and said, man, you saved us a lot of money, Craig. They're going to actually replace our carpet for free.
That's great.
So I explained to her, rather than go out and just sell her a service to make some money, I truly led her down the path of how to properly, you know, get her money's worth on her purchase and referred her back to who she bought it from. Because I said, this carpet should not be wearing like this. She had done the right thing. She had been vacuuming it. She had proof of where she had it steam cleaned several times, which are all required by the manufacturer. And I said, you know, I was kind of felt like a lawyer or something. I was like, I think you got a pretty good case here. You know,
you're a consultant to this woman.
Yeah. But that's what I did.
It's almost as if Craig, the floor guy, is out there spending a lot of time not selling jobs. Yeah?
I mean, no, I don't go out just try to sell everybody something. I go out to try to lead them down the path to the proper thing, you know, whatever it is. Do they need new floor? Can they repair the floor? Is it a warranty issue? How to address those issues? I'm not just trying to sell everybody floors.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to help people out. You know, like I say before, my motto is be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And so sometimes it may cost me money, but so be it. It's what I do. It's my, you know, it's my core value, and I'm going to stick to that, and I'm going to let the higher powers lead me in the path that they want me to go, and that's what I'm going to do.
Very good. Very good. And you only deal with other companies that feel that way. I mean, you must have picked up Brock's number based on
There's a certain flooring manufacturer that I don't talk a lot about or really push their products because their company culture is all about sales, and it's not about quality and relationships and doing what's right by the customer. And so, yeah, absolutely. Before we run out of time, though, we're not all just floors.
No.
Everybody knows we also do kitchen and bathroom remodeling. We offer cabinets. We're bringing in a brand new line of cabinets now that we'll be launching with the updated showroom launch. We should have that all in place in the next couple of weeks.
Good.
If you're listening and you're wanting to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom, a nice custom tile shower, we do that. We can replace your vanities. We can do the countertops, quartz, granite. We have plumbers and electricians that we work with. We can do a complete update and remodel, or we can just redo your shower. And again, all with that five-star service, that best price guarantee, and quality materials. That's what we do, and we can do your kitchen and bath too.
And Craig, the floor guy, we talked with Chris Massey of C. Massey Plumbing about the fact that he has a maintenance plan. He can, you know, he comes out to your house and checks everything, makes sure nothing's dripping, and does that for a service.
Brock, yeah, I heard that. I heard that. And we do offer, whenever you buy a product from us, we give our customers the manufacturer care and maintenance for those.
Yes.
Say here's how to properly clean it and care for it, you know, so they know. Our product isn't necessarily something that, you know, we do free. Our free estimate and our free consultation is basically that same thing. I do free phone consultations. If you're listening, you want to talk to Craig, the floor guy, call the number, go online and say, hey, I have a question about my flooring, and they'll schedule you a phone call with me, and I'll call and discuss it with you and tell you what path I think you need to go down, in my opinion. I'm not a financial person. So what I was saying earlier about the economy, don't put any weight into that. That was just my opinion. But when it comes to flooring and it comes to home improvement, very confident in my experience and in myself. I call myself a flooring geek. I will definitely give you some really, really good information. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit to it and I'll bring correct information.
Good for you. And you go to either conferences or learning sessions, or you pull manufacturers and they give you your guys.
Anytime there's any new product, we meet with the manufacturers. Sometimes we go to them. Sometimes they come to us. We do what are called PKs or product knowledge meetings, where we discuss all of this and we learn. And we want to know what we're doing. We want to know what we're talking about. We want to make sure we're doing it right. We have meetings with our installation crews and show them, you know, make sure they know what they're doing. We oversee the work. We come out to the job. We don't just send somebody out to your house. We inspect the work. We document the work throughout the process with photos. And yeah, absolutely. We're trying to be professionals in the industry. And if you're listening again, check out our website. I've been working hard on it, and I got some fun new stuff on there for everybody to check out. It's AmericanDreamFloor.com. And remember, free consultations, free estimates.
Yeah.
877-6-FLOORS.
Yes.
That's 877-635-6677. Or go to the website. And we'll do our best to do right by you. I have another saying I came up with the other day. You know, when money is tight, make sure you do it right.
Ooh, that's very good.
Yeah.
When money is tight, make sure you do it right.
That's right.
Wonderful. All right, Craig the Floor Guy from American Dream Flooring and Tile. It is 8776-FLOOR, the telephone number, to eventually talk to Craig the Floor Guy. Thank you, Craig.
Been my pleasure.